wondering if you knew where Kamal was.
Your son?
Yes.
Kamal? No, I haven't seen him. And we're no longer friends.
What? You're no longer friends?
Yeah, that's right. Because my father showed me how evil you Muslim people were, taking our homes, stealing our jobs.
Ito ay isang palabas na hindi naging maingat sa mga issue. Ang palabas na radikal ay isang istorya ng dalawang magkaibigan, isang Muslim Australian na may amang namatay sa Afghanistan at isang hindi Muslim na Australiano na kamakailan ay muling bumalik sa kanyang napahiwalay na ama. Naging magkaibigan sila buhat sa pagkabata, subalit ipinakita ng palabas kung paanong ang mga batang lalaki na humahanap ng modelo ay maaaring malihis sa madilim na landas. Sinusubukan ni Kamal na hanapin ang kanyang pagkilala katulad ni Jake at naimpluwensyahan ng paniniwalang mula sa nagpahayag sa sariling tagapag-aral sa pangalang Yasin.
Well, you live in a different world than me. I feel for my brothers and sisters that suffer. Bloody drones attack them all night. Just look. Look, what does it say?
The Eagles won again.
No, man, the other page.
5 Palestinians were shot by the Israeli forces in Nablus.
5. And last week there was 11. A 2-year-old shot with his mother. And did you see a candlelight vigilant for them? No. And do you know why? Because they're Muslims. And their blood is dirt to them. You've got to make a choice, bro. You're either a sheep, or you're a wolf.
Ang Afghan-Australian Russell Framad ang lumabas bilang Kamal at sinabi niyang nakikita niya ang koneksyon sa katotohanang nakapaligid sa kanya.
I haven't personally come across many of the youth that have been influenced in that way, but I know a lot of youth that are looking for answers and they're looking for a mentor. And unfortunately, they end up either in gangs or they end up being radicalized because everyone wants a purpose. Everyone wants to feel important and they want to be part of a group. And this is a really important thing that the youth need to be educated.
Si Keegan Sikorsky naman ang gumanap sa papel na kaibigan ni Kamal na Jake na nagsabi sa kanyang kaibigan na maaari niyang palitan ang isip ng mga bayani katulad ng kung paano tinuturing ng mga makabayan ang kanilang sarili. Subalit natapos siya sa pagsama sa kanilang doktrina. Sinabi ng aktor na hindi kailangang ganito magpatuloy.
I can get really drawn into it just by essentially what people say. If we say the right things compared to what they say, the evil stuff, if we send a better message, a good message, we can help change that. We can help bring to light the real issue here, which is radicalization.
Si Abdul Amin Elmi ang sumulat ng dula at siya din ang nag-direct nito. Muslim na ama ng isang batang lalaki, sinabi niya na nababahala siya tungkol sa impluensya sa lahat ng mga kabataan.
I came across the two sides of the narratives. I met young people who sadly have some extreme views from certain white organizations. And on the other side, I came across victims. So I thought the best way is really to address it is just to go behind the barriers and see how the family is going through those issues. What really make those young people tick, where's the role model in the family, and where's the father figure. So I try to address the issue from the social narratives.
Samantala, ang Australianong Muslim na lumipat ng relihiyon, Aliyah Cornish Ward, ang lumabas na ina ni Kamal. Sa isang senaryo, kinakausap niya ang kaibigan ni Kamal na si Jake pagkatapos ng naunang mainit na usapan.
I don't know what to say. How could I hate you? Look, our skin is exactly the same.
Really? So what do you judge people on, by the way?
I don't judge people on anything.
Sinabi ni Aliyah Cornish Ward na ang relasyon sa pagitan ng mga Muslim at hindi Muslim ay lumubha pagkatapos ng pambobomba noong 9/11, halos 13 taon na ang nakakaraan. Idinagdag niya na ang palabas ay nagpapakita kung paanong sino man ay maaaring maimpluwensyahan.
No matter what your beliefs are, what your religion is, which culture you come from, it exists in human beings. And unfortunately, there is a rather one-sided narrative in all of this. And it needs to, I think that this play is popping into that space where we need to see other explorations of that.
Subalit sa kabila ng mabigat na paksa ng palabas, ang mga gumanap ay maliwanag na nagkaroon ng tuwa sa kanilang pag-aaral sa kanilang linya kung maaalaala nila ito.
The one who kills the innocent person is like he killed all humanity. And if one person saves one person, it's like he saved whole of humanity, Kamal. Don't...
You've got the wrong end of the stick, son.
At least I have a stick.
Ang palabas ay gagawin sa Perth sa Mayo at umaasa silang ipapalabas din ito sa ibang siyudad ng Australia.